the monster surf. I give the hoedads fright. I surf all day at Malibu, and I hide in a coffin at night.
Monster surfer, monster surfer.
I am the monster surfer on Grammys. I place the curse, and I wouldn't be caught dead in a woody. I only drive my surfing hearse.
Monster surfer, monster surfer.
I am the monster surfer, unafraid of fire or sword, and I recharge myself daily with the electrodes on my board.
Monster surfer, monster surfer.
I am the monster. The monster surfer. I look horrible on the beach. I have long hair all over me, and I sure use a lot of bleach. Don't be afraid. Don't laugh at me. I just want to drink your bleach. Permit me to introduce myself. I am the monster surfer. Come upon my board. I wish to take you out into the ocean and visit with bats, in the gold, in the boards, and the surfs, and the
sand. Are you married?
www.radiovalencia.fm. Friday morning is here. I am Paco. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos. on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. If you want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco.
Thank you. Closet with Happy Fresh. The impact of crack cocaine on my father had me stressed. Fast forward, I passed over my goals, like how much can I actually get? Y'all talk a lot, you tossed out the spotlight. Jazzy Jeff, I'm having sex 6 days a week, if not seven. How else could you describe this life I'm living? If not heaven, if not forget it, I can't settle. I'm no company of the devil. No son of me, no Geppetto. No puppetry, I'm too thorough. Six burrow, six pinch you, you an inch from being ghostly. We getting this poultry. It sound like Clico put on your corpse, your bitch, you toast me. Thick pierogi, that's patchouli. I might mac a groupie. Made cash with the loose leaf. Take baths in jacuzzis. Bumping Bootsy Collins, collard greens and cornbread. Tall bread. I hit your rap circuit like a warhead. You all dead. Big bad bitch with me, she corn fed. Homie, this is only what the Lord did.
Wow. Taking off. The grass ain't greener on that side. Ain't deeper in that pond. I was speaking from the heart. You was weaker from the start. I've been geeking on the clock. I ain't keeping up with y'all. I was creeping in the evening trying to see what I could sell. I could read the room and feel it too. I'm leaning on myself. Had to see it through when God was trying to keep me on the shelf. Made money in my sleep. I was dreaming of the wealth. Gold covering my teeth. I was geeking off of L, not a pill. Not a pill, not a pill. Here to get to it, not to chill. Kept it solid, you were frail when it got for real. Send a pound through the mail, hold it down like a nail. Let it pow on a scale, break it down from a bale. Safe and sound, out of hell, they could doubt. I could sell, take you out, wipe your smile.
Ay papá, papá, ay papá, ay papá.
Looking like this, I already told you. It's all about the first day. If they get one look at me looking like this, I'll be finished. Come on, this is, you said anything. You just said you'd do anything. This is what I need.
What are you thinking? Well, I'm gonna give you a black eye. Nobody's gonna mess with you.
I need a lot more than a black eye, pal.
Would you fucking help me out here?
I need you to really fuck me up.
Can't do it.
I think you can.
I'm gonna hit you,
man. You know what? I think you want to a little bit.
What?
You think I deserve it a little bit?
I think you have
for years. You've been giving me that look, like, you know, you want to smack some sense into me. Well, this is your chance. I need it, Frank.
No, this is your favor? Make me ugly? Where the hell is this coming from, man? It's bullshit.
Don't pussy out on me, Frank. I need this from you. Now, I'm not going to fight back.
I'm not going to kick you. What the fuck do you want from me, man?
This is insane.
Shut up.
Nobody's talking to you. I mean it. Stay out.
All right, enough. This is bullshit. I'm going to go get some breakfast. I'm gonna forget this shit.
No breakfast.
Hey, listen to me. Don't do this, Monty.
What is all this bullshit you've been feeding me? I'm gonna be there for you, Monty.
I'll be there for you, man.
Bullshit.
Frank, what are you talking about?
I think this whole situation is convenient. You know what? That's what I think.
What do you mean convenient?
You're gonna send me away, say bye, Monty, say take care of Naturel for me? Is that what this is about?
I would never fucking cross the line with her, man.
Bullshit. You're bullshit.
I think you see the way you look at her
and her titties and her ass. Come on, you asshole. You've been wanting to fuck her for years.
Don't fucking do this, man. Hey! Stop it! Don't do it!
You fucking pussy! Do it!
Thank you.
Radio. Valencia. www.radiovalencia.fm. Friday morning is here. RadioValencia.fm, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. Twenty-four hours, 7 days a week. Community radio at its best. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online, on the streets, in your heart. Radio Valencia. Be part of the team. Be part of the dream. Find out how you can possibly have your own show on the station. Email station at radiovalencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at radiovalencia.fm. In front of the scene, be behind the scenes, be in the middle of the scene. That's right. Email station at radiovalencia.fm. Go to Radio Valencia. FM and find out. Shouts out to all. If you have music in the band, email bands at radiovalencia.fm. Shouts out to all. Friday morning. This show is spontaneous innuendos. On every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Faco. Rise. We here bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. What's up? So much music, so little time. We got it all. Airway studio. Wi-Fi. It's all here. Bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. Give me a call, 415-766-4428. That's 1-415-766-4428. Radio Valencia. Here we are, still here, coming through in your eardrums. Still here. So much music, guys, that we listen to. You just heard before the Ennio Morricone and the Red Sonja end credits that I was talking over. Before that, guys, Ray Charles playing the piano. And that could have been at Carnegie Hall. That could have been at Wembley Stadium. That even could have been at the Palladium. But it was at none of those places. It was on the show Who's the Boss? Tony Danza, Judith Light, Brian Pantano, Alyssa Milano. He played that song live on an episode. I forgot how great that was, man. It's not even his song. I think it's a song that was just specially written by somebody on that show. And they put it on, man. I haven't found a recording of it. That's the only recording I got. You know, and you go, oh, man. You put it on a TV show right now and only 1,000 people seen it. But not in the 80s. Not in the all or nothing days. Everybody was watching it. Millions. Millions. And he threw that down, guys. Always a friend. You know, I thought that was like a Bruce Springsteen song or a Pete Escovedo song. It's not. I think it was like a writer on the show. I even thought it was Timmy T. But it wasn't him, too. What a wonderful song, guys. Before that, we had something from the movie The 25th Hour. Ed Norton, P.S. Hoffman, Rosario Dawson, a Spike Lee joint, even a cameo from Patrice O'Neill and David Siragusa, former lineman of the Baltimore Ravens. Man, I don't know if you guys understood that clip, but the clip is, and the movie's about Ed Norton, who's a drug dealer. He gets caught and he's going to prison, and that's his pretty much 24 hours of just hanging out and being free. Right? And it's like a couple hours before he has to turn himself to prison, into prison. And he tells his one of his best friends, "You gotta beat me up, man. I can't be going in there looking like a pretty boy. You gotta beat me up, man. Come on, I know you wanna do it." And his friend's crying, and he eggs him on. And his friend is a true friend, and he beats his face in. So he doesn't go to prison looking like a pretty boy, looking like a Hollywood movie star, looking like he's got 10 girlfriends and one wife. and his best friend beats his face in, guys, so he can go to prison looking the opposite of pretty. You know, I don't know if you're a tough guy with all those bruises on your face, but you might be. It starts off with the, that movie's great. You guys should watch it. 25th Hour. That's a 21-year-old movie. 2003, it came out. And it's a Spike Lee joint, guys. And you, it's a good movie, man. Check it out. One of my favorites. I've played clips from it before. I almost, he saves a dog. There's a nice, what is it? Nice arc in some cemetery. I sound like a film student, but, you know, it starts good, ends good. What are you going to want? What else you want? What else you want in life? Other music over there. We also had the Groggins with Oh Boy. We also had DJ Muggs with the song called Spike Lee Joint, ironically. Oh. And the featured artist Crime Apple. And R. LX. We also had music, new music from Raul Miron with the song Next Time. Check him out off his new album Lost and Found. He is a friend of the Spontaneous Innuendos universe. We also had some three considered, I considered song Jellyfish. And we started off the whole set. The whole set with Health, and the song was called Heaven. I hope you liked it. Big shouts out to all. You can email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X, Twitter. It's Faco on YouTube. And you could call me, of course, 415-766-4428. Gotta give a big shout out to Sully, holding it down. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Keep on rocking, Sully. We here, bringing you music from everywhere and beyond. And it feels good. I had an action-packed weekend, guys. I was up in Georgetown, California. Georgetown, California. Did you even know there was a Georgetown in California? You know? I didn't. It's basically you drive to Sacramento and then drive a little more up the mountains. And that's where Georgetown is. And, you know, I stayed in a bed and breakfast, guys. Oh, yeah. You know what? I got to give a shout out to bed and breakfast places, especially the ones that are like old school houses. You know, they're cool, man. I think they're really cool. Because, like, if you just go in by money, right, not experience, it's great. It's a great feeling to have breakfast served to you, you know? Like, not a breakfast buffet, but, you know, you sit down, you have your coffee and an OJ, you know, and you sit down, and hey, you might meet some other travelers, and you talk with them. In fact, that's all the room they got. You got to share tables, you know? And you got to sit and talk and actually converse with people you never seen or heard of. And you get to talk while they, you know, heating up the breakfast in the microwave, you know, and, you know, it's hard to screw up eggs, guys. You gotta be messed up, man, you know, and there's still people trying to teach you online how to cook an egg properly, you know, that has like 10 million views. What I like is that they serve it to you. That's what I like about it, you know? I'm big on that kind of stuff. I love buffets. Don't get me wrong. I love them. But I just like when I get to sit down in the food and I don't have to wash a plate or even pick it up and put it somewhere. It's great. And it's included when you stay at a bed and breakfast. And you think Faco's already dressed at the breakfast there? Hell no. I come in with a robe. I look like Tony Soprano. I got a robe. I got a newspaper. I got a gabagool. I got cold cuts. And I got my slippers and I come in. You know? She said, I remember the lady running, she said, this is your home. Okay, lady, you got it. You're gonna see the holes in my underwear then. You know? You're gonna see me with my hair not combed. You know, you're gonna see, you know, salsa stains on my shirt. She said, it's my home too, you know? And I suggest it because it's, that's one meal you don't have to worry about now, going to go find and pay. And it's all in one, you know, you save time. You know, you guys could be like a scout when you go on like a little mini vacation. You go, okay, we're going to get this spot. And then we're going to drive over here because I heard, you know, the breakfast tacos are good. And then we're going to go over here for lunch because, you know, the biscuits are homemade or whatever, right? It just takes one thing off of your list to worry about. And that's what I like, you know, all in one. Because you could go, okay, you know, what's it called? Like, okay, you're not going to be able to go try another restaurant. Like, let's say if you're a big foodie, right? But at least we're going to save time with not driving over there. We're going to save time and not deciding, you know, I don't know, I kind of feel like this. Oh, I feel like this. No, I feel like this. Get the hell out of here. You know, so it's all in one, man. And I like that, you know. And then I could like eat breakfast and then take a shower, you know? That's what I like. And it saves a lot of time. And hey, it goes to the old school. You get to talk to somebody you never would have talked to. I was talking to Don and Sarah from Vacaville, you know? They're just married for the last 3 years. One's a contractor, one's a teacher. And we're all getting along, and you know, we're all talking. Then we start talking about concerts we've seen, and they're big concert people. Hey, I'm a big concert person too, so that's beautiful, right? So I liked it a lot, man. And Georgetown, California, guess what? You know, I wanted to take my girlfriend to a nice, you know, bed and breakfast, and I pay for the bed and breakfast, right? You know, you make your reservations, then they say, okay, you got to pay if you want this price. I get, okay, I'll pay for that price. And then I did look at the reviews, but I made sure, you know, it's the stars, the ratings are good. And I read the first few. And then I go back to the reviews. I go, let me check out some more what they're saying. Then I realize this place is haunted, right? It's haunted, man. And you can look it up. It's called the American River Inn. And it's haunted, guys. You know? It's haunted. Room 5 is haunted. They say you could stay in there. Not many people were staying in there. That place was closed off with scotch tape. You know? And it's haunted, and we had to hear the story. We found out the story, man. So Georgetown is an old mining town, right? A lot of miners in there. You know, coal miners, gold miners, all those. And apparently, this hotel, American or Bed and Breakfast, American River Inn, back in the 1800s, it used to be a brothel. Did you hear me? A brothel. I knew it was a brothel as soon as I walked in and smelled it. I smelled panties. You know? And it was a brothel. And the reason why it's haunted, I heard the story, and I'm going to tell you this. It was a brothel. One of the women worked there. This guy, one of her customers, I think his name was Oliver. And he fell in love with one of the girls at the brothels. Of course, we all do. And he fell in love with her so much that he wanted to take her away, guys. He said, hey, you just run away, start a family, right? And she was thinking about it because that was at least one of her favorite, at least first three favorite customers, right? So she started thinking about it. I was like, and he said, I'm going to come and I'm going to get you. We're going to leave this town, right? And he came to get her at the brothel. And then there was another customer. Her second favorite customer was there. And he was angry because he found out that Oliver was going to take his favorite woman from this brothel away. So as soon as Oliver stepped up to the porch, like right outside in front of the porch, that guy came, saw the guy Oliver, and he shot him and killed him. Right? It might have been a stabbing, whatever. However you killed people normally back in the days. I think they still had guns, handguns, in their 1800s. So he shot Oliver and killed him right in front of the porch. And what nobody knew is that girl, I think her name is Adelia. She was on the second floor or third floor, and on the porch, on the little balcony, and she saw him die, and she jumped off the balcony and landed head first and broke her neck, guys, and they both are dead. They both Patrick Swayze. They both gone. They both Aretha Franklin, man. They done. And that's why they say that place is haunted now. At the American River Inn. But, you know, they say they're nice. You know, they're nice. They're nice ghosts. You know, they don't go crazy in there. You know, I guess they're together now, right? You know, the people working there say every once in a while they see like a little ghost banging another ghost in one of the bedrooms from behind. You know, sorry to walk in. Ghost Oliver and Ghost Dahlia. Let me close the door, give you some privacy. The ghosts are, one ghost is on their knees, the other ghost is standing. Sorry to interrupt. This is your bed and breakfast. You know? But, that's the story of why the ghosts are there. And you go, come on, Facco, that's not true, Facco. You don't believe that, Facco. Come on, Facco, take it back, Facco. You know, hey, that's their story. That's what they told me. You know, I'm not a ghost guy. I'm not a haunted house guy. Never have been. You know? If it was me, I would have canceled it. You know? I would have canceled it and got my money back. But I was all in already. I was pot committed. You know? And even my girlfriend was trying to look up info. She's like, let's see what this place is about. Let's see what people are saying. And I was like yelling at her, going, don't look at it. Just stop. Let's just watch a Brady Bunch of episodes. Stop it. You know, I didn't want her to look at it because I thought she'd get scared. But if anything, she got all excited about it. I was surprised. She's like, oh, maybe I'll see a ghost. Maybe we'll see a ghost. I'm like, shut up. Don't summon it. Do not summon these ghosts. You know, what am I going to do? She's like, but I feel safe that you're here. I'm like, what am I going to do to the ghost? You know? What am I going to do? Punch it and go, get back here, ghost. I'm not finished with you. Dude, I don't mess around with ghosts, you know? In fact, I'm laying at night in our room. I'm laying down. And it's the night and I'm going to sleep. I have my eyes closed, guys. I'm not looking. I don't have my eyes open. I have my eyes closed. I ain't gonna watch these ghosts. Yeah, I'm afraid of these ghosts. This is what I say. This is their territory. You guys got it. You can do whatever you want. Roam around, fly around, watch me take a shower. That's on you. This is your house. But I ain't gonna summon or mess with you guys. You know? And the whole town, Georgetown, apparently has been burnt down twice. Two fires that burnt the whole town down. There's tunnels because of the mining all under the city, which means it could collapse at any time. You know, it could collapse at any time, guys. You know? And what's funny is that we're staying at this American River Inn, and they're telling us about the city and the history, how it burned down twice. You know, the ghosts are haunted, but they're nice ghosts, you know. And then they go, well, do you see that hotel on the other side, across the street, on the other side of the town? Well, that place is really haunted, right? I would never stay there, you know. And then we go get drinks at that hotel, and they tell us, and then they tell us, and they point to the hotel we're staying at, and they're like, no, that place is haunted. I would never stay there. Those ghosts are scary, you know? Each hotel is telling you the other place is more haunted, man. Don't trust them, you know? And let me ask you guys out there, player, you think Faco put a chair in front of the door, or he did it? Tell me. Yeah, I put a chair in front of the door. Because, yeah, these got ghosts, but they also got humans. The scarier ones. You know? The ones who live in houses that are haunted and are smiling and enjoying their whole day. I put a chair, I put an armoire, I put an old sewing machine in front of the door. What you think? You think Faco didn't check the walls in the closet? You didn't think Faco checked the walls?